Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
I am Troy Shockley, and this is the Coffee Break Podcast. Thanks for joining our chat today. Coffee Break brought to you by Cochrane Insurance. We've got a good show on tap for you. I know that sounds like I'm patting myself on the back because I set the show up, but it's because of my guests that we've got in today. We're opening the show talking about Westmont, an amazing group of people out there, and like everyone else, they've been trying to figure out how to deal with this COVID-19 world. So, ladies, thanks for coming in today and having a chat with us. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We're going to start with Ashley. Do you want to introduce yourself to folks and let everybody know kind of who you are and what it is that you do?
Sure. So I'm Ashley Heimbach, and I'm the president of Westmont. And we are a nonprofit that supports adults with developmental disabilities.
Yeah. So explain, I mean, how many people, it's bigger than what people realize, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. We probably touch, prior to COVID, over 250 people a year. Obviously, that's gone down a little bit because space, and we can't social distance quite. So,
yeah, and multiple locations, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you're not all in one place, and maybe that's a little bit of why people don't understand. I mean, that, and plus, you've got an office that's just over here on the edge of town. Nobody mm-hmm. drives past it. Nobody. So, explain how that works, because you do have different places where Westmont is all over the area.
We do. So we have residential facilities that are all within the Helena community. And then we have vocational programs that our clients work at also within the Helena area. So I believe we have 13 group homes and 4 vocational sites.
Okay. And COVID really just kind of came in and changed a lot for you. When we talk about people with underlying conditions, I mean, you could probably run down a list of and check names all down the list, right? I mean, that's a lot of your residents.
Yeah, it is the majority of them, correct.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is, I mean, how, it, now it's become a little bit routine, right? Like, we know what we need to do, but in the initial stages, how scary is that for you guys, trying to figure out, how do we keep doing what our mission is, but keep these people safe?
Mm-hmm. There were some very difficult days at the beginning, kind of an unbelievable situation that was happening to us, and we couldn't do anything about it. So, you know, our first reaction was to make sure that clients are safe. So we're going to make sure that staff are doing all that they need to with their PPE equipment. But then also we ended up closing our vocational programs to clients that live with us and clients that come from other areas. And so that closure actually was about 14 weeks.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but now that's opening up a little bit again?
So or? Slowly. We don't have all of our clients back to work, and we only have certain days that the ones that are coming back to work are coming.
Okay.
So it's very limited.
Yeah. So what has this meant for Westmont financially? I mean, we've had several nonprofits come in and talk about just the fact that we can't do what we normally do. I mean, everybody's trying to shift and figure out how can we still raise money? How can we still do the things that we're used to doing in this new world?
Yep, absolutely. So we have, we're reimbursed from the state for providing a service. And when we don't provide that service, then we don't get that funding. Mm-hmm. And so when you're not having vocational facilities open and you're not serving these clients, then that's where we take the biggest financial hit.
Yeah. I mean, that's been tough. I mean, because it's not like you have less to do now.
No,
I mean,
not at all.
You have
Absolutely,
more to do and you
yes.
need more, right? I mean, just the cleaning supplies.
Yeah. And a lot of it then falls back on staff work, which is not, it doesn't uphold our mission. It's not the purpose we're here.
Yeah. Ashley Heimbach is our guest today. At least she's one of them. That's who we're talking to right now. And we were mentioning right before the show started. I mean, these your residents, I mean, many of them rely on routine, and that routine is completely shattered and changed now. And so I want to give you a chance to sort of talk up your staff, because you mentioned, you know, they've been doing an exemplary job.
Absolutely. I mean, they're 100% the definition of an essential worker. And they don't make what they're worth, and we're not able to pay a hazard pay to them. So they come to work because they love what they do, and they love who they support, And they are truly the ones that make a difference in these clients' lives.
Yeah. And so what do you have going on right now? There are a few things that you wanted to talk about. We've got your co-host here coming up. But let's get through your stuff, and then we'll swap spots at the mic. I mean, what's going on with Westmont? What do you got to get out to the folks?
So one of the things that we have done through COVID is try to come up with different ways to increase the revenue. And one of those ways that we've been able to do with the farm is grow some sugar pumpkins. And so those sugar pumpkins then are donated to the Lewis and Clark Brewery. And so we have an event coming up on October 8th, and they're going to release Westmont's pumpkin ale at that event, and so we'll get a donation back from that.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
So is that just that day, or are they going to release it otherwise?
Just that day.
Okay.
I mean, it'll be for release after that
day,
that day for Westmont.
All right. Well, I mean, it is the season, right?
Absolutely.
Pumpkin spice is about to show up everywhere. What is today's the first day, right? Is today first day, full day of fall? I mean, I think by the end of the week, by the weekend, everything is going to be pumpkin spiced.
I'm breaking out my shirts and everything.
So what else can folks do? I mean, as you've said, I mean, things are tight. I mean, can people help somehow? I mean, what else can people do to help Westmont right now?
Absolutely. You know, we always need staff. I will forever ask for staff. But if that's not an option, then we are looking for activities and art projects that clients can do and be a part of just because they are sheltering in place. Also, any kind of small gift cards, McDonald's, Dairy Queen, those are things that clients can do, and we can get them out and about and at least through the drive-through for those purposes. And then also any kind of gift cards that would be good for staff appreciation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and we do, and I don't want to ignore you over there. You're sitting so patiently over there waiting. The second half of the dynamic duo. Do you want to slide over and do you want to talk? Or Ashley, did I miss something with you?
You did good.
Okay, perfect. We're going to do a little switcheroo in the behind the mic setup. And there you go. You want to tell everybody who you are now?
Sure. I'm Arlene Flynn. I'm the Vice President of Development and Marketing at Westmont. And I'm also the grant writer, so the person with her hand out all the time, you know, it gets kind of scary when I'm in the grocery store and people duck around the aisle to avoid me, but it's on the job hazard.
Why am I only the only person on this aisle all the time?
Yeah. It's kind of cool. I have it all to myself, the ultimate in social distancing.
Yeah.
But one of the things that we're extremely grateful are the COVID grants that have been available. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when I write grants, it could be months. It could be a year before I hear back. And the state grants have been essential to helping us get back to some sense of normalcy. They're state-connected grants, which is enabling us to purchase laptops for all of our locations so our clients can visit with their family virtually.
Yeah.
One thing that came out with this whole situation is how poorly we were technology-wise, that our staff was literally holding up cell phones for our clients to communicate with their loved ones. Well, now with these laptops, you know, they can Zoom or FaceTime or Skype, and it's a much bigger screen. The laptops offer flexibility, and the state grants have allowed us to do that. We also received a couple other grants from the state, too, that helped offset some of our costs, as well as Pacific Source, Otto Bremer, the Helen Airy Community Foundation, and United Way. The Montana State Fund, they had a grant for PPE masks, and so we received 700 of those, which we've already gone through.
Yeah, that sounds like a big number, but that's going to vanish quickly.
So we continue to look at all grant opportunities out there, but the COVID grants that came up quickly and the response time two of the applications, it was surreal because I've never had responses so quickly on things like that.
And yeah, especially when you're asking for money from the government. That's not a speedy process.
Yeah, I can really attest to that. The farm project, we just finished our remodel for our group home, and that was over a six-year project for me.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to raise the funds, but everybody's helping out. And yeah, so that was nice to kind of put the lid on that. And then the other thing is, you know, unfortunately with this thing, we've had to put squasher volunteers and help and Special Olympics, Troy, which you've helped out on with our Special Olympics basketball team. Yeah, they're really bummed out. But I do want to just present this to you as well, and I know you weren't expecting this. And this
I was not expecting anything. We got to pass it around our curtain here.
Yeah, certificate of appreciation for Coach Troy Shockley for all of his, in recognition of all of his help last year with our basketball team, and we were looking to have you back again this year, but we, again, because of COVID, for the safety of our clients, decided to just kind of put that in the back burner, and hopefully we'll have you back next year. But
yeah, I'll be there. I've got my shirt all ready. You know, it's waiting. Thank you so much. That was, we only lost one game last year.
I know.
I mean, we had a good team.
It was a great team, and you did an awesome job coaching. And you know, it takes special people to do that kind of thing. And I just want to let you know how much Westmont appreciates it, as well as our clients. Our clients absolutely love you, and they love the job that you did. You have a special way with folks, and so thank you.
I appreciate that. I actually got a call from one of my kids the other day. I got to give him a call back. I got a call, and I was in the middle of something. So yeah, I mean, it's a fantastic thing. I mean, like Arlene said, I mean, the Special Olympics not going this year, it did in some ways. It just, but hopefully things are back next year. And so if you can volunteer to help out, if you want to coach, but you don't have to coach, they can just use people standing there and clapping.
Yes.
I mean, if you want to help in any way, I mean, you're going to leave the facility smiling. And so if you just need a better day, go watch a Special Olympics event.
Yeah.
It's gonna make your day better.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. And no matter whether they get a gold medal or a ribbon for coming in basically last place, the smiles are ear to ear. It's still, it's like you gave them $1 million.
Yeah.
It's worthwhile.
It's so great.
So, yeah, thank you. And then that will be back to plug next year for Family Fun Day. Hopefully COVID will be on its way out, and we need over 100 volunteers for that event.
Yeah, because that is not happening this year. People probably wondering, you know, I think people assume, but they don't know. So yeah, that's not going to happen out on the farm this year.
Yeah, and we did posting on social media, but you know, people read that and then they kind of move on and think, okay, now it's fall. We should have probably had Family Fun Day. And there's just no way you can social distance 3,000 people.
Right. Yeah, it makes it tough.
And it's all interaction with kids playing games and going to the prize booth, picking pumpkins, wagon rides, et cetera. Law enforcement, who have been tremendous coming out several years now and bringing all their fancy equipment and vehicles and sirens going all day long. By the end of the day, you're kind of like you're dreaming about the sirens all night long after that. But the men and women in law enforcement, just they're phenomenal.
Yeah, and shout out to them for their support of Special Olympics as well.
Yes.
I mean, not just a begrudging support. I mean, they are there with smiles and they love every minute. And everybody that's involved, I mean, they're superheroes without capes.
They are.
Every one of those participants looks up at them that way, and it's so neat to see.
Yeah. So I get, just touching on what Ashley mentioned earlier, is just if there's any way, you know, we're looking for arts and crafts projects for our client homes and VOC programs to kind of keep those folks busy, or things that, you know, some kind of activities that would keep them busy, as well as she mentioned the gift cards. If a client is given a $5 Dairy Queen gift card, that is huge. That's like a big day out for them.
Yeah.
And, so that kind of thing, which we do not receive money for, that's all fundraising is how we get that type of thing. So we greatly appreciate the community support in that area as well.
Yeah. And so how do people get that to you right now?
Well, then give us a call at the office. Our main office line is 447-3100, and they'll direct the call to either myself or Ashley, and we'll touch base with those folks and figure out arrangements.
Okay. And if you missed the phone number, troy@montanaradio.com, and I'll hook you up with the folks that you need to get hooked up with to help out. So thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thanks for having
us. I sure appreciate it. I mean, you do amazing work, and you're an integral part to our community. And I can't thank you enough for what you do for the people in our community. They're just so humble about it. It just takes me back how they just go, thanks.
No,
that's just the job.
It's
a big deal.
It's our staff in the trenches. They're the real superheroes with capes or without capes, like you said earlier. I mean, they truly, truly make a difference to our organization.
So yeah, Westmont is a fantastic group, and so if you can help out, definitely get a hold of me and we'll connect you with them. So Ashley, Arlene, thanks so much for coming in. We've got to take a break. We're going to do that now, and then we're going to come back and talk with the guys from the Oddfellow Inn. They've got a fundraiser coming up for some other heroes in our community. We're going to talk about it coming up. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions, from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup, for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Welcome back in. This is Coffee Break, and I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I do sure appreciate that. And guys hanging out in the lobby waiting for us, I appreciate that. You heard from a few weeks ago. I'm trying to get my words out. We were recounting the bird's eye fire, just how that sort of turned into an incredibly dangerous situation really, really quickly. So, guys, we had you there on the phone. Thanks for coming in this time. I appreciate you taking time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us in, Troy.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you guys are with the Oddfellow Inn and Farm. I guess, first off, maybe introduce yourselves to folks a little bit, in just case they've missed you before, and explain who you are and what it is you do.
Well, I'm Jared Ingalls.
I'm Paul Mabee.
And we own the Oddfellow Inn and Farm. And what that is a historic inn on 41 acres. And we just opened a little French bistro farmer table restaurant there as well. We have room nights, of course, all the animals and farm, and yeah, that's pretty much that in a nutshell.
Yeah, well, I mean, how are things out there today? Because they're, I mean, at least different than they were a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, there's a little less growth across the road, that's for sure. So, but things are getting back to normal. We've had ServPro out there for the last couple weeks, and there's more work to do, but we definitely are back up and running, not at full capacity, but getting there.
Because that fire stopped, I mean, literally across the road.
Yeah. I mean, and it's incredible because, you know, we don't have any burn spots on our property. You know, we have some scorched trees and grass, but they didn't let it cross the road at all, which is pretty incredible.
It's pretty amazing because that thing, it was moving so quickly. I mean, you talked with us before, it sort of went from, hey, I think there's a fire over there, to we got to get out in 10 minutes?
It was about 16 minutes in total from when our farm manager, Alan, first saw the fire to when I went up on top of the hill and witnessed the historic head ranch on fire with 30 to 40-foot flames. And then within 10 minutes, our whole property was just engulfed in roiling black smoke. Wow. And we had no choice but just to open up the gates, let the animals go, and get off the property to save ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, it's a silly question to ask, but how scary is that situation? I mean, or is there time to be scared and you're just sort of reacting?
It's very scary. I never realized how quickly fire can move and take over a property or a situation. In the beginning, we were probably not so scared because we were just reacting as quickly as we could, just kind of in emergency mode. The adrenaline was pumping. But as soon as that wind shifted and black smoke overtook the whole property and the inn, and we couldn't see or find our way around anymore, then it became incredibly scary.
Yeah. Well, and this isn't just a place of business. I mean, this is livelihood, but it's also your home.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're running from, you know, the office will be fine. You know, yeah. I mean, there's a couple things going on here.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of the whole emotional side of things is, you know, all our animals there, over 250 animals, our home, all our keepsakes and sentimental things.
Yeah.
And it happened so fast, so much adrenaline, but, you know, we didn't have time to grab anything. You know, people think like, oh, you know, I'll grab, you know, these pictures and this or that. Like, we're just lucky we even got our personal dogs out, because I was running from the barn and I was like, oh my gosh, they're still in the kennel. Let them out, you know. And luckily they ran to the car.
Yeah, yeah. And you didn't sustain any fire damage per se, but there's a lot of smoke issues at the Oddfellow now.
Correct, yep. The building itself is over 20,000 square feet, and ServPro has been there for 3 weeks already, going on their fourth and probably into 5th weeks, doing smoke remediation on the entire building and the entire contents. They have done an amazing job, and as of last week, we were able to reopen the primary floor with our 9 guest rooms and also Maison, the French Bistro, get that back up and running. And so we're back into an operational phase and in getting things moving again, but there's still work to be done to remediate that smoke damage.
Yeah.
Well, and it's all the things you don't think about, like the blown-in insulation up in the attic, like where there's a vent and it just like went up there with all the soot and now it just smells like a campfire gone bad. So
yeah, and that just fall. I mean, that just that smell. I imagine just it's everywhere.
It permeates everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Mattresses, sheets, pillows, blankets, carpets,
yeah. Lampshades,
walls,
just everything. Yeah.
Yep.
Jared Ingalls and Paul Mabee, our guests on Coffee Break today. We've got about 5 minutes left with them, and I don't want to run out of time before we really mention kind of why we wanted to have you in here, because you have a fundraiser coming up. I mean, you're doing all this work on your place. You're still not back up and running, but you're doing something for others in the community. I think that's fantastic, and that's why I wanted to talk with you about it. What do you got? What's going on?
Yeah, we're so grateful for the work that the first responders did here, saving our property and those around us. If they had not held that fire to Head Lane, the next stopping point most likely would have been Green Meadow Drive, which there's a lot of houses and property in between Green Meadow and Head Lane. And so we were just so amazed at the work that they did and how quickly all these fire departments came together to battle down this blaze and hold it at Head Lane. So the next day, I just overwhelmed with appreciation, said we need to do something to support them. So I'm so proud of my team who have, in under a month, planned and organized and fundraiser for an event called Harvestal, which takes place this Saturday at the Oddfellow Inn and Farm. 100% of the proceeds will go to benefit the the Lewis and Clark Rural Fire Council, which is the cooperating and organization body between all the mostly volunteer firefighter departments here in Lewis and Clark County. And so all the money will stay right here in our county and go to support them in further training and equipment and things they need to do their job. And having witnessed it firsthand, they were on the scene so quickly we couldn't believe it. And without their work and dedication and coordinating efforts, I really think this fire could have been way worse.
Yeah.
Well, and it was really cool to see people come from all over. You know, we're talking Birdseye, you know, but Marysville, Wolf Creek, just Baxendale, everywhere. They were just there. There was over 100 volunteer firefighters there. And, you know, the hotshot crews and people like that. But they just, you know, literally put themselves between the fire and, you know, our property and other people's property and didn't back down and just like took their stand, which was awe-inspiring.
Yeah. So what is this fundraiser? We got about 2.5 minutes. What does the event look like on Saturday? What are we doing?
Yeah, it's a socially distanced event at the Oddfellow Inn and Farm, so it's spread out over 41 acres. We're calling it Harvestal, a little bit of festival and harvest together, and just celebrating the bounty of fall and the work of the Lewis and Clark Rural Fire Council. So we're going to have live music with the David Casey and Deidre Band, activities for kids, yard games.
Pumpkin carving. Petting zoo.
All those good things, and some tasty bites from our restaurant, Maison, featured by Chef James Richmond.
Yeah. I mean, it's worth going out there just for the food.
Thanks.
If,
yeah.
If you've not eaten at the Oddfellow, you need to get out there. I mean, the food's incredible. And it's a beautiful property. It really is. And you've done a lot of work out there. And unfortunately, now you have to do some more.
Yeah, and I just want to mention that while the festival is sold out, it is not too late to donate to our local fire council, and you can find that link online at mt.farm on the Harvestal webpage or on our Facebook page for the Oddfellow Inn and Farm as well.
Okay.
And all those monies that are donated to the fire council go directly to them.
Yeah, and that's 100%. I mean, you're not going, well, we're going to give 50 and the rest is going to fix up our – and everything's going.
Everything's going to the fire council. Yep. This is really about them and the gratitude of us, our neighbors, and local businesses who have come together to support their mission and thanking them for, you know, saving our properties and our community and stopping it right where they did.
Yeah, I like to say we can do this because they did their job. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're still standing because of them. So this allows us to give back.
Yeah. And like you said, I mean, these men and women are volunteers. You know, they didn't have to be there. And they also do it on a pretty shoestring budget a lot of times. These volunteer fire departments, they try to keep things going. They're using vehicles that were they should have been dead a long time ago, and they find ways to keep them going. Their equipment is sometimes hand-me-down, outdated. I mean, it's incredible what they do with the money and the resources they have available. So anything the community can do to help out is you know, certainly appreciated by them. But I appreciate what you guys are doing, because you've got so much to deal with just personally, and you're giving back in the middle of it, which I think is a neat thing.
Thanks, Troy. We really appreciate that. And we just, you know, all you have to do is look to the national news today and see how fire is ravaging our country. And that just really brings home the point how critical and important these guys are to continuation of our safety and our daily lives.
Yeah. And we've talked with them before. They go to these national conventions, and people across the country are amazed at how well all of our fire departments work together. It's a special thing. It doesn't happen everywhere. It doesn't happen most places. So go check out the Oddfellow. They're online. That's all the time we have. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.